Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The holidays were and are always a big time for technology. Maybe you were trying to set up your new Kindle or Alexa or Google Home last week. Well, for more on some tech news you might have missed and what might be ahead for the new year, let's go to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Joining us now is Ed Lee, managing editor at Recode. Ed, welcome and happy new year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Well, first of all, let's kind of start off with the latest on the Apple battery fiasco, because as folks might recall, users discovered that Apple was, in fact, slowing down the speed of older versions of the iPhone. Where do we stand in terms of the backlash now on that?
Battery gate, right? There's always a gate with a new phone that Apple comes out with. Of course, the tech community and consumers in general are very skeptical and wary anytime Apple screws up. I think in this case in particular, it's one of those things where consumers for years had long suspected that when a new phone came out, my old phone got slowed down or wasn't working properly as a way to prompt people to upgrade. And this sort of justified that speculation. And so I think this backlash is different, right? It's one of those things where we knew this was happening. You had hid it in front of us these many years, and now you're finally confessing the truth. Oh. So it hasn't been great for Apple in that way.
Well, so tell us more about, I mean, how does the tech community feel about how Apple has handled this?
Well, so from a purely just from a technical perspective and from the tech community, you know, this is actually a reasonable thing to do. What Apple is saying is that every time we upgrade the operating system, you know, it drains the battery that much more quickly. And so therefore, since you have an older phone and an older battery, we have slowed down the operating system in a way for these older phones so that doesn't eat your battery so quickly. And I think that's actually a reasonable and responsible thing to do. I mean, the bigger picture, though, is what Apple's really saying is you still need to upgrade your phone, right? Because at some point, you know, they're going to continuously upgrade the operating system to the point where your old phone just won't be able to use it. And so, you know, you're still going to have to upgrade. Even if you're a generation or two or three behind, you know, you're going to be in this continuous cycle of buying a new iPhone every two or three years at least. Otherwise, you'll just be sort of shut out of their whole ecosystem.
Well, then there are users like me who risk getting shut out for letting years and years go by and still lumbering along with what's verging on a brick now. But anyway, so
yes.
I mean, I suppose that's always a cost for we late adopters in this world. All right, so let's look ahead for a minute now in terms of what tech companies to watch in 2018 in this year. So who do you have your eye on?
Well, I think Amazon is the most important tech company right now. Part of the reason is it's not just one kind of company. I mean, we know them as an e-commerce company. Some people still think of them as a company that sells books. But it's gone into cloud services. It's doing lots of media with Amazon Originals, their Amazon Studios division, for example, and they're winning awards for that. They're going to do more. They're just an incredibly ambitious company. Jeff Bezos, the CEO, is an incredibly ambitious CEO, and I think he wants to dominate every possible industry that's out there. If there's an inefficiency out there in an industry, he can exploit it, and he'll find a way, whether that means buying something new. Like, for instance, they bought Whole Foods last year, and there's a chance they could buy other things this year.
So, you know, Amazon, I mean, how powerful is Amazon in terms of – can it affect markets even before it's in one, right? Because I'm wondering about, you know, the pharmacy industry right now, because there's all this talk about Amazon maybe going into that. And, you know, is it already causing ripples there?
Yes, that's a great question. In fact, you know, that has been one issue in particular, but also other things where, you know, Amazon, for instance, you know, they were going to have their own Geek Squad sort of service, and that sort of sank shares in Best Buy, which has its Geek Squad. That's a known thing that they sort of differentiate themselves. So even just the news of that sort of sent other, you know, stocks going down. In the case of pharmacies, yes, Amazon has sort of acquired licenses, what were called wholesale licenses in a number of states. What that means is they can wholesale drugs to other pharmacies. The next step after that would be to get sort of a a license to sell directly to consumers. And, you know, they could do that, you know, through their well-trod website, of course. And, you know, that clearly could be a way for them to grow their business even further.
Right. So one more thing I want to ask you about, Ed. I mean, 2017 was a year where there was also a reckoning amongst major tech giants, right? Facebook with its involvement in the election, Google running into trouble about diversity and hiring, things like that. I mean, so kind of like a checking of the libertarian techno-utopianism that can come out of Silicon Valley. Are we likely to see more of that in 2018?
Yes, I think that's a great point. I think there's only going to be more scrutiny as these tech companies have become that much more powerful. And they're that sector is really driving the overall economy in the U.S. I mean, that's the biggest growth sector, at least in terms of industry. And, you know, it's created strange bedfellows in D.C. You have people on, you know, Democrats on one side and Trump and Republicans on the other, both sides saying, hey, we need to take a closer look at the power that Facebook and Google and Amazon have, especially in light of what happened with the elections and just sort of their growing clout around the world. The EU has already sort of levied stiff fines and they're going to levy even deeper fines coming into this year. So I think there's going to be more scrutiny. I think that's going to be a big risk factor. I mean, if you're thinking about it in terms of just as a stock.
Well, Ed Lee is managing editor at Recode. Thanks so much, Ed, and Happy New Year again.
To you, too.